You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Scientists think Jupiter's moon, Europa, is covered by a giant saltwater ocean under an icy shell. And where there's water, there could be life. NASA is planning a big mission to send a spacecraft to Europa to find out more about the moon and the possibility of life outside of Earth. One of the people working on the Europa Clipper mission is in Boise to give a talk tonight, sponsored by Boise State's Physics Department, Dr. Samuel Howell. He is a postdoctoral researcher at JPL, and he is on the Clipper team, and he is joining me live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, just describe Europa. What does it look like? What's potentially there?
Sure. So it's about the size of Earth's moon. It's a moon of Jupiter. And the really cool thing is that it has about 10 miles of ice on the outside. But when the Galileo spacecraft got there in the mid-90s, we discovered that it has about a 50-mile deep saltwater ocean underneath that covers the entire moon. And so this is a new type of body that we've been discovering in the solar system called ocean worlds. And we found about a dozen of them now in our own solar system. So when you look at Europa, one of the coolest things to a scientist is that the surface is really young. So on Earth, you know, we don't have a lot of craters like the moon because stuff is constantly erasing them. Mm. We have plate tectonics and erosion, but you don't really find that on other planets. So on Europa, almost the entire surface has been remade since about the dinosaurs died out. And so where there's a lot of geologic activity and an ocean in contact with some rock on the inside and things are warm, so it's about freezing temperature. It's a little colder than it is outside today inside the ocean. You could have the development of life. And so it's a very exciting target for NASA.
So then you think about this. I mean, you know, since you found this salt water, and when you talk about life, there could be the potential for life. Are we talking like us or are we talking plants?
You know, there's no guarantee there's life there.
Right.
But if it did emerge on Europa, it could look from anything like, you know, mold spores to whales.
Really?
I'm definitely not saying there's whales on Europa.
Right.
But, you know,
be cool
a person
if there
can
was,
dream.
Right?
Makes for a good movie.
It does, doesn't it?
We're not really sure what life on other worlds would look like. And that's part of why this mission's so important. So the Europa Clipper mission is going to go and orbit Jupiter. And it turns out Jupiter actually puts out a bunch of really nasty radiation. And so you can't get too close to it. And so about 42 times, we're going to swing down right near Europa's surface until we've basically scanned the entire planet and or moon. And what we're really looking for is what chemistry is there and what geology is there and how does the body work so that astrobiologists and chemists can start figuring out, okay, if I'm a bug living on Europa, what do I eat and what do I breathe? And that way we can understand what it would look like better.
So when you gather this information, no matter what you find, you know, what's the value in that down here on Earth for scientists, but even the average person?
Sure. So I'll start with the scientists because that's who
that's
I spend
you.
Most
yeah.
of my day around and then move on to everybody. So for scientists, the real interesting thing is that, you know, obviously Earth has a rock covered by a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little bit warmer than Europa. It's further from the sun. And so our water's melted, and a lot of it's in our atmosphere. But Earth is also an ocean world. Actually, fun fact, the first discovered ocean world.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, well, there you go.
So one really interesting thing is why or how do the rock and the water get separated?
Okay.
You know, when the planets themselves are being made, how do you end up with a rock, with an ocean, with ice? Why on Earth is it melted? But for everyday people, understanding how life can emerge on a planet with water in contact with rock is sort of our story here. You know, we think life on Earth originated in the oceans, where you have a lot of water being pumped down into hot rock that has lots of mineral diversity. And, you know, over time, life starts to emerge. And so the question is, how does that process happen? And does it just happen here? It's more than a practical question, one of those sort of fundamental human questions.
Right. I'm speaking with Dr. Samuel Howell. He is a postdoctoral researcher at JPL who is part of the Clipper mission to Europa. He will be talking about the Clipper mission tonight at Boise State University's Education Building. What's fascinating is when you talk about this ocean world, and so discovering another one, because, I mean, water, life, I mean, we need water to live on Earth. I mean, is that an exciting concept, just finding another ocean world.
Oh, definitely. So 30 years ago, nobody expected that we would be finding these all over the place. We expected before the Voyager missions in the 70s that most of these bodies would just kind of look like our moon.
Mm.
But we get out there and find volcanic worlds and ocean worlds, and it turns out that the solar system's a much more diverse place. Even when you're cold and far from the sun, somewhere we thought would be uninteresting, there's all of this geology and potential habitability.
So what exactly will you be doing or are doing for the Clipper mission?
So right now, I'm a affiliate in project science for the science team. And so project science is sort of organizing the overall science objectives of the mission. There are about 80 or 90 people total on the science team because it's a big flagship mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of what I work on is basic research to try and understand Europa better. I spend a lot of time building computer simulations of Europa's ice shell, and I push on it and pull on it to see what gets to the surface and what goes to the inside. And I also work an aspect called planetary protection, which is if you're going somewhere potentially habitable, you need to make sure you don't bring bugs with you and put them there. Because if you find bugs later, you need to understand that you didn't put them there.
Yeah, right.
And so a lot of figuring out, okay, if something goes wrong and you end up on the surface instead of in orbit, then how long does it take you to get mm-hmm. to the ocean? What happens next?
So when will the mission start? Is there a start date for when this will happen?
So NASA hasn't given us a launch date yet, but right now planning is for about the 2023
mm-hmm.
timeline for launch. And when it gets to Jupiter, depends on what it launches on. If it launches on a more traditional rocket, like one of SpaceX's Falcon 9 Heavies, then it can take a little longer. NASA's actually working on a new rocket called the Space Launch System, which is kind of exciting. It's a giant rocket. Biggest in a long time. And the exciting thing about it is if a mission launches on it, you can just point it at Jupiter and go.
Oh,
you don't have to do all this touring around the solar system and waiting half
right.
a decade. You can get there
just
in
launch
a
it
few
and...
years. And
oh, just a few years.
Just a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty far.
So once the mission goes, then how long does it take? Because, I mean, it is. Like you said, it's far away. This isn't like, you know, a day and back.
Yeah. So it'll, you know, it'll probably be beginning to return good science in the late 2020s, early 2030s. So it takes a while to get to Jupiter. And once you get to Jupiter, you have to slow down enough to start doing science. But then we're in the system for years.
And beyond that, you're actually, aren't you also looking at other missions to Europa as well beyond the Clipper mission?
Right. So one potential future mission type to Europa would be a lander. There's been NASA studies at JPL and elsewhere about what a Europa lander would look like, what are a lot of the complications with it, because, again, there's the heavy radiation environment. And also, as of yesterday, NASA's done a round of selection for potential mission architectures that could build drills to go penetrate through the ice shell and enter the ocean. And so I found out yesterday that our proposal, I'm working with a company called Honeybee Robotics and JPL to understand what a drill would need to do to get from the surface through 10 miles of ice into an ocean.
And what would be the point of doing that, of drilling into the ocean like that?
Oh, so the point of drilling into the ocean is first you learn a lot about the ice shell as you go through it. But second, if Europa is a habitable place and if there's the potential for life there,
mm-hmm.
then it's probably most habitable in the ocean. The surface is extremely cold. And it's really heavily irradiated.
Mm-hmm.
There's sulfuric acid probably in the ice and a bunch of salt, and it might not be the best environment.
Might not be the best place to hang
yeah.
out.
But, you know, a salty warm ocean with some minerals and
mm-hmm.
it could
you
be pretty
could
cozy.
You could have whales at some point.
Yeah, you could have whales.
I so appreciate you coming in today. You'll be speaking this evening at Boise State University, and it's open to the public if people want to come. Thanks so much for taking some time out. I know you're busy here, so I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today, Dr. Samuel Howell, a postdoctoral researcher at JPL, who is part of the Clipper mission to Europa. And as I said, he will be speaking tonight at Boise State's Education Building. Thanks again for coming in.